Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today and for finding me. Greatly appreciated to all those listeners who've been following for a while and to the new ones. Welcome in and thank you. Sincerely, thank you. You know, this is all about affirming a positive way of living. It's all about finding those tools to empower ourselves, to really dig deep and to figure out what makes us tick so that we can truly create the life that we desire, the life that we deserve, but more importantly, to become our true authentic selves in this whole process of life. So welcome in to you. My guest today is going to be Rebecca Cherry, and she has a really, really awesome book called Follow Your Heart, It's Smarter Than You Think. And so she's going to be joining us in a few moments. But first, I just wanted to share with you some things as I like to do every week. So as I said, Affirmations for Living truly is all about affirming a positive way of living. And this is your birthright. This is absolutely your right to live with sole purpose and passion and indeed to prosper. That's how we were created. That's how we're designed. And so if you're not living that life, I ask and say to you, why not? You see, as a matter of fact, this month, the month of May, and of course, down the road, this is archived, and so you'll be listening to it in whichever month. But right now, as we're doing this today, we are in May of 2013, and I want to say to you, this is a powerful month for manifesting, manifesting your dreams, manifesting what your life's supposed to look like and unfold for you. There's all sorts of eclipses and total, you know, astrological things going on, lining up for you to become the creators that you're here to be. And so I say, if you are not living your life, now is your moment to begin to paint that picture of what you want it to look like. There's never been a better opportunity. So as we move into this month of May, it's about releasing those things that are not serving you. But first you have to figure out what they are, right? And then release them. I know my higher self and my guides have been showing me in the last couple of weeks of April, they were showing me all sorts of things that I had forgotten about and didn't realize they were impacting me. And I was able to work right through them and release those issues. And so that this month, just amazing how all the things are just moving so quickly and the energies are allowing me to almost become an instant manifester. And that's what this is about. So May is about manifesting your dreams. Dream big. Now, if you're having issues, if you're, you know, don't know what I'm talking about, or you're not able to grasp it all, you know that I do spiritual life coaching, and that's my passion, to give you the tools to really empower yourself to truly become co-creator. I just finished up a webinar series called Raising Your Consciousness, and that was absolutely fabulous. And to anyone listening who participated, thank you. It was absolutely amazing. And we went through all of these different steps on truly becoming your true authentic self. And we're going to be doing that again, actually, in another couple of weeks. All of those things are starting up again. But I'm also going to offer an advanced class called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. So stay tuned. If you haven't already downloaded my app, it's free. It's called Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. You can download it on your smartphone, and that way you can stay tuned and follow all that's going on and know when these classes are coming up. They're going to be webinars, they're live, and they're going to be really inexpensive. So there's no reason to not participate and really begin to get those tools to empower yourself. Also, I'm going to start doing a meditation, a guided meditation online. So definitely download the app so that you can get all of these things and participate. It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of learning and activating and cool things going on. If you haven't been to my website, of course, by now, it's affirmationsforliving.net, and definitely check it out. There are guided meditations. If you don't know how to meditate, there's a guided meditation. All you have to do is listen to it and follow it. It tells you exactly what to do. There's also affirmations, and when you sign up for my app, you will receive every Monday we send out free affirmations. And so another reason to get the app. But if you want to get deeper into affirmations and understanding the power of your words, I have about 13 categories of affirmations on my website that you can choose from and begin to get those each and every month. So, with that said, what are you creating? And today, as we bring on our guests, it's so important that we understand this thing about our heart, right? And follow your heart. It's smarter than you think. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, understanding that the brain is amazing. The brain has over 40,000 brain cells. Can you believe that? And so before the fall, we used to create from our heart, and our heart was just amazing. And we would create from our heart, and then that energy of that creation from our heart would go out and it would do its thing. It would be, of course, it would be good and loving because it's always for the best and highest good of all. So then that energy would go out and it would come back to us tenfold, and then it would go up to source energy, God. And that was the whole experiment for God to experience self. And we were those extensions, or actually, we are those extensions of source energy, and we would live and breathe from our heart. But upon the fall, we left our heart, we shut it down, we moved up to this, our mind, our brain, and now ego took over and thinks it's in control. And it's really not, it's just the computer, it's just supposed to follow. And so today, we're going to talk about having to get back into the heart space and allowing that heart space to truly create for us. And so if you have any questions as we go through this today, I invite you to call in because this is going to really be interesting. The number is 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. All righty, we're going to bring her on momentarily. Hello, everyone, and I am back. Of course, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige, and my guest today, Rebecca Cherry, is with me. Hello, and welcome in.
Hi, Edwige. Thank you for having me on again.
My pleasure. And so today is really exciting because it's all about the heart. And we hear this thing about love and getting into the heart. And you know, in my work, I actually walk people into the tiny space of their heart. And I understand, and you understand how important it is. But for the next hour, we're going to share this. So I'm so excited. So welcome in.
Thank you.
So let's see. What motivated you? And I know before in our last, the last episode that we shared, we talked about multidimensionality and, you know, the understanding the body of that and how that works. What caused you to want to even research the heart and how it works?
Well, it was an interesting experience for me, one that was very profound. But I have to go back a few years when it was kind of going back to 2009. It was a strange time in my life. I, you know, was working really hard, but I went through about three jobs in less than 2 years. Now, none of these were, you know, about living my passions, but they were important because they had to pay the bills, right?
Exactly.
So, but a strange thing kept happening, and that was, you know, everything would start out great with the new job, but then something would happen where my employers couldn't pay me, and I'd find myself out of a job again. And it was just really strange. So I sat down and I started writing after about 30 years of not writing anything creatively. And as I started writing, I looked around at my life and the world around me. And this is 2009. You know, I saw there were a lot of similarities between what I was experiencing and what a lot of other people were experiencing. And then one morning in my meditation, I had this sensation of this energy coming out from the center of my chest. I mean, it was to the extent where I could feel it physically. And then I got a visual image of like a web of energy coming out, you know, from the center of my chest, expanding out, and then coming back around and re-entering through my back. And I could feel the vibration of this energy, you know.
Yes.
And it really, yes, she knows because she's felt it. But it wasn't anything that I had ever experienced before. And I'd been meditating and doing lots of different things for many, many years. It was a unique experience for me. It was, it was an experience I couldn't ignore. Well, I don't remember all of the synchronistic events that led me to discovering some of the scientific research that I'm going to share with your listeners tonight. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in a nutshell, I discovered some fascinating new science about the heart and this energetic field that is emitted from the heart, and that's what led me to actually write an article about it by the same title of my book, Follow Your Heart, It's Smarter Than You Think. And from there, it just evolved, and a lot of the other writing that I had started to do, it all came together, all the bits and pieces came together and in the form of this book, which made, you know, perfect sense in hindsight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now, aside from the obvious, what is so special about our hearts?
Yeah, well, we all know our heart is an amazing organ in itself, isn't it? Right? We can't live without it, that's for sure. And we feel, you know, the full array of human experiences and emotions through mm-hmm. our heart. But there's some amazing science that's just coming to light in, you know, the past 10 years. But the first thing that I discovered had to do with that experience that I just had in my meditation. And what I discovered was that this energetic field that's emitted from our physical heart is in the shape of a torus field.
And explain and describe what that looks like.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what a torus field is, it's in the shape of a donut. And so the center of it is at your heart, and it comes out and it wraps around and comes back in through your body.
Okay.
So
now give us some more science, because, you know, and it's so very funny for me because, you know, I found you and I found this really fascinating. And for me, this process of awakening has been so hands-on by my team and my guides that several years ago, I was becoming aware, like you, of this field around the heart. And I would begin to meditate, and all of a sudden, I would be in this spin because, you know, love comes in on that wave, and there's so much energy coming on this wave. And I'm like, whoa, why am I rocking? Why am I spinning? And it's just so very interesting to understand the science behind how smart the heart is. And I know you didn't hear my intro, but I was saying back in the Lemurian times before the fall, we actually, because our heart has neurotransmitters, it's like a brain, and that's where we used to create, and creation would come from the heart, it would go out, we would then manifest from the heart, it would come back to us, we would feel that tenfold, and then it would go back to God. And that was the experiment for God to feel self. And so we, before the fall, we would live and breathe and exist through our heart and create,
and then we should remember. Oh, excuse me, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. And then it shut down. And when it shut down, where could you go? So we moved our consciousness to our head, and that ego thing thinks it's running the show, and it's not.
Yes, exactly. Well, and I won't get ahead of myself, but that's why we're all here now, is to remember exactly that.
Wow.
But I can give you some more details about this torus field and what it looks like. So this torus field that is emitted from everyone's heart can extend for as far as 12 to 15 feet from the body. And it goes from the pelvic floor up to the skull, so to the top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty big. So you can
imagine
if you're in the grocery store, or, you know, whatever, your torus field is connected or interacting or touching, you know, other people's torus fields just as you're, you know, doing your grocery shopping. So it's an mm-hmm. amazing field of energy. So some now, other interest.
Well, what I'm thinking is, because I can hear my audience saying, okay, but is that the same as the aura?
No.
Okay.
No, this is an energetic field that emits a specific frequency. In fact, it emits this energetic Taurus field of energy is 5,000 times stronger than the electromagnetic field of our brains.
Wow.
And this energetic field can be read by sensitive instruments from several feet away without even putting electrodes on the body. So we're talking about a very distinct, a very unique field of energy that that each one of us emits.
That's pretty impressive, to say
so,
the least.
Yeah. And one little tidbit that I've found particularly amazing amongst many is that each heart cell is unique, not only that it pulsates in synchrony mm-hmm. with all of the other heart cells, but it also produces an electromagnetic signal that radiates out beyond the cell. So it's really getting interesting, you know, because all of this science that's recently been discovered is really demonstrating to us all how special, you know, our hearts are and we as individuals. And like you said in the introduction, you know, our heart is, you know, there's a lot of people have said different things about it, the seat of the soul, mm-hmm. or, you know, I talk about your greatest wisdom is held within your heart. And I'll get into more details about what I mean by that.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
So I have a question then.
Sure.
Well, we understand what's going on with the Earth. Hello. And how the electromagnetic sphere with all the solar flares and all of this going on. And we can feel that. I know, I'm sure you feel it as I feel it. Is that impacting that Taurus field, our heart, in any way?
Well, we could go in. This is going to be a tangent that we could go into. But the solar energy, you know, that we're exposed to just from the solar radiation that reaches, you know, that comes through our atmosphere, and when it touches our skin, we take in that energetic frequency actually through our eyes. So I'm not telling people that you should look directly at the sun, but there are people who actually sun gaze at specific times of the day where those rays won't damage your eyes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is a specific frequency, and new frequencies coming onto the planet and affecting us. But personally speaking, and I can't give you any scientific, you know, foundation for this, but just intuitively and instinctively, I feel that this is positive energy that's helping us accelerate our evolution at this time.
I would absolutely agree. I just definitely.
Yeah.
So is the Taurus field found anywhere else?
Yeah, it just gets more and more interesting, I think. Anyway, the same type of Taurus field of energy is also produced by every cell in our body. And our planet, Earth, also emits the same Taurus field. And I'm sure most people will be familiar with, you know, what's generally referred to as the Earth's magnetic field. And you can mm-hmm. see, you know, it comes out from the North Pole and wraps around the Earth and goes back up through the South Pole, right?
Exactly.
You have that image. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. what's even more fascinating is that so does our galaxy emit the same type of Taurus field. And all of these Taurus fields are holographic to the extent that scientists now think that there is only one universal Taurus field encompassing an infinite number of interacting holographic tori within it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, oh my goodness. This is a oh my goodness moment for sure. This is the science that is clearly demonstrating. And look, I'm not a scientist, and I'm a natural intuitive who and a nature girl, and I want to be creative every day, all day long. You know, if I could be in that mode. So I'm not coming from a scientific perspective, but this is really important. This is saying, look, guys, this is the field of consciousness that people have spoken about for eons, whether it's a guru or a modern-day philosopher. Now we have the science to show people we are all connected.
We are connected.
And this is how we're connected.
Through this Taurus field. That's just so amazing.
And it's through our hearts. It's not, you know, people understand, oh, you have a, you know, an energy field, and we call it an aura, and it can change colors and kind of shapes, and some people can see them, and some people can sense them. But what does it really mean to me? I have an aura. For me, this is really significant information that people can grab hold of and really start to grasp the importance of what's being discovered here.
Well, you know, and on that same token, if you understand how important the heart is in this Taurus field, then we understand how important it is, this idea of agape love, right?
Well, and how important it is for each of us as individuals to do everything to get happy.
Yes.
Because if our energetic field is interacting in a holographic way with everyone else and everything else and our planet, and our galaxy, and maybe even the universe, however big that is, we really can't comprehend it, then this is a clear demonstration of how we can, as individuals, make a difference, because what we're emitting affects everyone else. Maybe
as above, so below. As within,
exactly.
So without. And that's the key. And you have to understand then, if you are negative Nancy, right, doubting Debbie, and this is the energy you stay focused on and you watch the news, this is why I say week after week after week, stop watching the news. Stop moving yourself in this negative way using negative words, because you not only will you impact yourself, now you're saying we impact the world as a whole, and we do. So thinking about that for a moment, and I don't want to go off on this tangent, but I know some of my listeners are already thinking it. Think about then why that other half, and we won't talk about that other half, why they perpetuate and want to program us into lack and limitation, because they understand how powerful our energy and our vibration is, and that we can create anything that we desire. So if they keep us preoccupied with lack, with gas prices going up and with this and with that, what are we creating? So it is our responsibility. We are the ones that we've been waiting for, and we can create an earth where there is love and abundance for everyone.
That's right. But I want to talk about some of that actually towards the end of our discussion.
Okay.
Because it's all connected.
It's all connected. We are all connected. Oh, yeah,
yes.
This is just too cool. Okay, yeah. So, and of course, you know, as I ask questions, wherever you feel comfortable saying something, adding something, go ahead, because this is just about having a conversation going back and forth, and they just, 15,000 people happen to be listening.
Okay, great.
So now, has the research shown any unusual aspects of our hearts besides this Taurus field?
Well, you kind of already hit on some of the additional research that I want to talk to, that I was just astounded to discover, and that is that more than half of the heart is made up of the same type of neurons that are found in the cerebral system.
Okay.
And with this, they've also further discovered that the heart and the brain maintain a continuous two-way dialogue, each influencing the other's, you know, functioning.
Wow.
Yeah, to the extent, though, that the signals that the heart sends to the brain can influence our perception, our emotional processing, even our higher cognitive functioning. I mean, it's amazing. To the extent that there's an entirely new field of neurocardiologists, and they've called this, they've nicknamed it, our heart brain.
Wow.
So that's really significant because
it is. Well, remember that old saying?
They're not talking about this on the nightly news, are they?
No, not at all. See, and that's the thing. That's why I say don't watch the news. They're not really trying to give you the truth of what's truly going on. And so this old saying of wearing your heart on your sleeve and all these things, well, you know, your heart should be ruling you.
Yeah, yeah. So your heart should be in the driver's seat and let your brain carry out the, you know, fundamental, you know, bodily functions and the mm-hmm. things that it does best. But, you know, like I said, we're remembering this information. We all knew it at one time, and it's just the time for us to come back and remember that we'll be far happier. Our world will be much more beautiful and magnificent when enough of us start returning to our heart's wisdom and living from that place.
Absolutely.
You know, what's interesting is that, and I actually studied many, many years ago with a professor. I took a class. I was living in LA at the time, and I took a class with a professor from the UCLA Brain Institute. I don't even remember what the name of the class was. It wasn't one taught at the Brain Institute, but that was what he did. But what he had discovered through his research was that when we have an emotionally charged experience, it can actually create an emotional blueprint for future mm-hmm. behaviors that can affect us in our daily lives. Now, many of these emotional blueprints you can go back and identify them usually from early childhood years, you know, and this is where people pick up their negative patterns from their parents or a traumatic experience. And it's really fascinating because you'll discover all kinds of things about how the brain actually works like a computer. You know, it's like the software to your hardware. You program in, program out.
Exactly.
But emotions have a huge impact on that.
Well, you know, and it's so interesting because I understand the subconscious and really where the seeding goes into the subconscious, but then the heart then is also connected to your subconscious. Then if what you feel, if your heart is doing the same thing that your subconscious mind is doing as far as seeding in all of these things that you've experienced from childhood.
Yeah, but remember, if you have a powerful emotional or even traumatic experience at a young age, mm-hmm. it creates such a strong blueprint that even in adulthood, no matter you say, I don't know why I overeat so much. I don't want to eat ice cream every night. I don't want to be 40 pounds overweight and so on and so forth. You're a reasoning adult in control of all of your actions and decisions, yet you cannot overcome this underlying emotional blueprint, and that's where you have to go back and reprogram that emotion. So it gets, I don't want to go off into that too much because that's a whole different conversation, but it's fascinating.
Absolutely. Wow.
And I was maybe 18 or 19 at the time, and most of the other students were, you know, in their mid-20s and older, mm-hmm. even into their 40s, and every one of us identified at least one major emotional experience as a young child that was still impacting us to that when we all sat that class together.
Well, and those are called heart walls, right? It brings up that heart wall and creates this block, this energy that has to be released. Very, very interesting, say the least.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Wow. Is there anything else that makes our hearts special?
Oh, yes, there is. It goes on and on, and I imagine they'll just continue to discover the just enormous importance of what they've already discovered. Anyway, there's another area of research that's been conducted in recent years also, and that's from the molecular biologist side. And they've discovered recently that the heart is the most important endocrine gland. Now, this is news. If you study biology, they're not going to teach you that the heart is an endocrine gland, but it actually produces a major hormone in response to emotional stimuli. Now, logically, or I mean, that really didn't come as a surprise to me because love makes the world go round, and it hurts when we don't feel it anymore. I mean, we feel that, but scientists literally did not understand that the heart produced hormones in response to our emotions. So that's a whole new field of science about the heart, and it's fascinating as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing that the heart can do so much. I mean, so we're thinking, look, okay, it pumps blood through our body, but now it has neurotransmitters and thinks like a brain, or actually is a better brain, and it produces hormones. And when we're emotional, it triggers certain things, and we become programmed by those things that it triggers.
And it
Fast.
emits this amazing holographic torus field that connects us to everything and everyone in the
Everything.
universe or
I
the
have to
world.
tell the story. I shared you. I have to tell the story about this Taurus and seeing it, my experience with it, because everything that I happens is always through an experience. So one morning as I'm waking up and I begin to open my eyes, I see a purple Taurus, and superimposed over it is a red heart. And I'm like, okay, I'm wiping my eyes and I'm like, am I seeing this with my real eyes or my third eye? But there it was. And next to it was a gold tetrahedron. And I'm like, okay, what exactly does this mean? And the night before I was reading the Book of Enoch. So maybe it activated something. More than likely it did. And this gold tetrahedron began to spin. And it was spinning extremely fast. And before I knew it, I left my body and I was in the cosmos flying at speeds that I can't even imagine what I was moving at the rate of. But I was gone out of my body and dangling up in space, moving through space. And I could feel it. And I'm like, this is the wildest thing. And I didn't know where I was going. Of course, this was a couple of years ago. And I'm like, I was terrified because I was moving so quickly. And of course, I said, in the name of Jesus, bring me back home. And back in my bed, I was. I'm like, whoa, I have not seen it again, but it was that intense. And I understand the power and the energy that this field has. It moves you, to say the least.
Well, I mean, the fact that the Taurus field, they know these Taurus fields are holographic. I mean, you know what that means. Everything's, you can read all of the information from any point within that holographic field. So everything is contained within a single point everywhere.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's so profound, it's hard for us to for our minds to kind of grasp the enormity of that.
Exactly. Yeah,
It's
that's
big. It's big.
really. So now this research on the heart and the hormones and all of these different things that they're discovering. Does any of this new research show how it affects others around us? So, okay, we are, our Taurus field is obviously enormous on some of us, and it comes into contact with others and their field. How is this affecting and impacting people?
Yeah, it's interesting because the research does show that our torus field changes distinctly as we experience different emotions. It also registers in people's brains around us, which kind of, to me, explains, you know, when we first meet someone and we really relate to them or connect, or we're kind of put off by them, or, you know, you can, you pick up on other people's moods. And as I like to say, you know, it's why those first impressions make for lasting impressions.
Absolutely.
Because we're actually reading each other's energetic fields of consciousness or emotional states. We just don't understand it at a, you know, on an intellectual level. We don't, but we're remembering. So so that's a couple ways. Also, they found that the holographic Taurus field can affect cells and even water.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also studied DNA in vitro. So, you know, the science is really clearly demonstrating how our fields of energy affect everything and everyone around us.
Wow. So, wow, that's just amazing, because the impact of that, we really, really can affect anything. And just imagine people coming together in groups and with an intention, setting an intention.
Yes.
How powerful.
Yeah. This is my theory, that if everyone, okay, everyone, we'd have to get, you know, whatever it is, that 100th monkey effect, you know, is it 1% of the world's population? But whatever that number is, of people to, I mean, they've already done these meditation studies impacting violence, you know, in places like Washington, D.C. and so. But my theory is that if we could get enough people to sit down and connect through the heart and envision love, the world could change in an instant for the better.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, we're talking about powerful energy. And then there's just one more little bit of science that I wanted to share, and because this research is from one of my favorite, he's a doctor, but he's also a research, a cellular biologist. He actually worked on the original genome project. His name is Dr. Bruce Lipton. I don't know if you've read his books, The Biology of Belief, or can't remember his latest book. But anyway, he's amazing, and he's really, even though his research gets pretty nitty-gritty, he's really great at explaining it in a very easy-to-understand way. And you can watch his presentations on YouTube or pick up his books. But his research has shown that, you know, I'll back up for a second, because everybody knows, you know, we've been told over, I don't know, the last 20 years that, you know, we're victims of our genetic makeup. Oh, my gosh. You know, if you've got breast cancer in your family, what are you going to do? You know, you're probably going to get it. I mean, you know, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there a genetic weakness for any other diseases, heart disease or blah, blah, blah. But what Dr. Lipton has shown through his research is that, in fact, this is not true. We are not victims of our genetic makeup. In fact, our genes can be turned on and off by our environmental conditions, including our thoughts, feelings, and emotions.
So we can think ourselves sick, or we can think ourselves healthy.
Yeah, exactly. And you may have a, you know, a predisposition, but you have to have that environmental, or, you know, your own emotions, thoughts, and feelings turn on or off that predisposition gene.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow. Once again, what you give thought and energy to, you manifest for yourself. And so you are the creator of your experience based on what you're vibrating to.
Here's what I say to people, you know, who are, you know, when people talk about life-threatening diseases or chronic problems, I'm like, you know, the body, the human body is an amazing organism, and any state of disease that it creates, it can also heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what we're talking about, because I've seen it. firsthand.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Pretty amazing. Is there one aspect of or discovery about the heart that you feel stands out above all of the rest?
Yeah. Yeah, there was something that I came across that really, really stood out for me. Mm-hmm. As amazing as, you know, and I've just hit kind of on the top points of a lot of this research. There's certainly a lot more that, you know, a lot of in-depth stuff, but, you know, it's not that interesting to talk about in this forum. But the most interesting thing for me was something that I discovered. Have you ever heard of the Heart Math Institute?
Yes, of course.
Okay, all right, yeah. Good. Because they're probably, they're probably one of the lead, certainly the leading research institute on this energetic field mm-hmm. emitted by the heart. But anyway, here's the quote that really got me from Heart Math. Heart intuition or intelligence brings the freedom and power to accomplish what the mind, even with all of the disciplines or affirmations in the world, cannot do if it is out of sync with the heart.
Mm. And that's really important that we understand what that means. Create from your heart space. Move into your heart. And let that guide you, you know, because there is no ego in your heart. And what's also interesting when you talk about this thing about creation and heart math, they have that little thing that you put on your finger and you have to be happy in your heart or loving to get into alpha.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that to me was such a powerful statement coming from a scientific research institute. It was really, you know, pulled everything together for me.
Absolutely.
And that really, that's what led me to write in my book about that, what I call the 9 steps to consciously creating from the heart.
Mm.
And what I identified or what I felt were the missing pieces to, you know, what a lot of people refer to as the law of attraction and explains why it didn't work in the way that it was presented, you know, in the book and the movie, because there are some, you know, the important missing pieces.
So what do you feel some of those important pieces are? I mean, you have to vibrate. You really need to be in your heart. But what do you feel that some of those pieces are?
Yeah, probably the single most important thing is what I call your EEQ blueprint, which is your stands for your emotional experiential quotient. So you have to create the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the emotion of the creative force or energy in the universe. You have to have that. It's like trying to bake a cake without, you know, what's the most interesting, you know, ingredient, you know, the flour or something. You're not going to have a cake.
Exactly.
Absolutely essential.
Yeah. The will, the behind it, yeah.
It's the emotion, it's the passion, and faith comes into it, and divine timing, and recognition of your personal responsibility, and it starts with the inspiration, you know, going into the heart and remembering who you truly are, why you are here now, and what you are to do next. To me, I mean, that is the most critical task for each of us to sit down and figure out now, because we are in, you know, probably one of the most profound times humanity has ever been in.
You know,